Blog Talk Radio.
I don't call it cuffing. I just call it loving. We don't break up in the summer.
You are.
Freedom with gal them free, don't be ugly. They wanna get feely and touchy. Smile and weak, them they must be. Came from the ground, but now man's here though. Say that I need my chisel, say that I need my flowers, but I'm not gone yet, man's still here though.
can have this tonight. I promise that you won't forget. Promise that you hold my life. Something that I won't regret. You think that you're the one looking for.
Tiffany Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, LaPearl Venegra, and this Poetic Therapy, a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. You have to excuse my little gremlin noise in the background. I got my grandbaby with me tonight, so just bear with me, all right? This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw. Before I continue, I'd like to give a big shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link. And if you would like to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of jewelry, they are precious gemstones and metals and even wood. You can acquire them at rawlinkfacebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, you can holler at any one of us in Epiphany, and they will definitely, definitely make sure that you get you some. But as I was saying, I was giving a shout-out to friend, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He's a baby. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one and join me. I'd love you to. Now, I'm going to try and find something for y'all to read. But in the meantime, I'm going to open up the microphone to my diva, who happens to be the very first caller in here. Let me get in here. She is also my co-host on Wednesday night in the Erotic Love Zone. Hello there, diva. How you? See, as soon as I get to talking here, you hear him, right?
I know. I hear him. Hi.
So funny there.
Yeah.
Up to a bumper table. All right, you spoke enough, Boogie. All right. He is supposed to be asleep. I gave him a bath. You hear me? I washed him good. Okay, and
oh,
he's just been on go since I put his pamper back on him. What is going on?
Oh,
no, this is mine. I'm trying to hang with y'all tonight, but this boy is seriously on go tonight. How you doing tonight, Dima?
I'm good. How are you?
I am.
Mm-hmm. I hear
Don't
you.
Don't be repeating me. Oh, Lord. And he's walking. He won't sit still now.
That's so good.
He's walking now.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. They grow up fast.
Boy. I'm enjoying it, but.
Bit much.
Girl, it's just the combination of trying to do the show and him and grabbing at my devices.
I
have my poetry and my devices, you know, and he wants them because everything they make for babies nowadays looks like it resembles what we use daily. Our device, just in a, you know, a baby's color and size. Lord Jesus. Somebody help. He got Jordan running from him. He's like, you asked for this. I didn't.
I know.
Boy, I couldn't even take like a full bath or a shower. I had to do a bird bath, like hit the hot spot and get back in.
Oh my goodness.
You roll over there if you want to, but you're going to find your way back up on his bed by yourself. I'm telling you now. Lord have mercy. But I'm not going to hold you too long, Diva. You know, this is something you want to talk about. This is poetic therapy.
Well, I figured I'd hit the big 6-0. So it's a new year and a new me. So I think I'll
say
about
that. That's right. Now, hold on. Hold on now, because I owe you this. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adrian. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Ty is over here dancing. He's like,
well, thank you, Diva.
Bouncing up and down. When I was singing. Oh, goodness gracious. Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know what? We as people of color, you can never tell how old we are. I would have never guessed it, honestly, if you hadn't said anything. But
you know what my husband says?
Excuse me, Ty.
My husband says, black don't crack unless you're on it.
I know that's right.
So that's true.
That is true. Ain't nobody talking to you, little boy. Lord Jesus. Oh, man. Well, I hope you had a wonderful day, just as amazing as you are. And enjoyed your birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I did. It was a good day.
That's good.
So you ready?
And I hope you're in good spirit. So I tell you what, like I said, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to step down off this stage, put this baby in playpen, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. It's a new year, new me. I'm not who I used to be. Each year, as I get wiser and older, responsibilities on my shoulder. Some say I'll be blessed. I say I am already, and my mind is at rest. See, love is action, but obligation. As long as the ancestors look over me, I have direction. I have no time for the past. It proves trouble won't last. So I'll no longer ache for what was. I will be satisfied with what I have. Whatever my treasure is, my heart will be also. So this year, I'll do my best to stay on the high road. I have no time for chromosomal deficient people, the narcissists, misogynists, chauvinists, etc. I'll never dumb down. One must ascend. It's a new year. No, if you're in my circle, I hold you dear. I'll keep all in prayer. Yes, I'm my sister's and brother's keeper. It's a new year, and this is my vibe. I still have much to learn and love to give, to evolve into an excellent scribe, and doing everything in the spirit is how I want to live. And that's that piece.
You staying on the high road. I like that. Yes, I do.
I'm going to have to.
You know, I live by that, girl. I live by that. Yes, yes. And stay stress-free as much as possible. I love it.
I love it.
Age yourself of those folks that want to stay in chaos and separate themselves from the Most High, okay? Because that's the difference between hell and heaven, okay? Hell is nothing but separation from spirit. That's all it is. Anyway, that was beautiful, Diva. I really, really love that. Before I let you,
thank you.
Walk on over there to the therapist's office, could you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
All right. Well, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my Viva, which is who you're listening to, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And we got some topics for you. And we have a ball, and sometimes it can get serious, but yet we have a lot of fun. So y'all come and join us. You know, it's great music, great poetry, and very interesting topics that are not suitable for work, if you know what I mean. So y'all come and have some fun with us on Wednesday evening. Diva, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Diva, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Don't know if I'm going to if I'm going to spin the block. I'm going to try to hang in there, but if not, I want you to enjoy
the rest of your night. All right, I sure will.
All right, Diva, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was my diva, who is now Mrs. VIP, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank you for that amazing piece, girl. Let me see if I can find a song for that one right there. Give me one second. I can get, y'all gotta excuse me, I'm having technical difficulties tonight as well. Let me see this one or two.
Oh,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, Pearl Negra. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. All right, so I'm going to try and get through this piece without my little background rambling noise here. And this piece is called Beautifully Broken. You know, well, I guess that's not going to go down. Buddha says, if you truly love yourself, you could never hurt another. You know, all right, let's try this again. Buddha says, if you truly loved yourself, you could never hurt another. I won't tell you about all my fears, but I have confronted most of them. So I'll tell you about a few. Judgment is the robber of miracles, and lost time cannot be found. So I love hard intentionally, because I fall even harder. I can remember when I asked the universe for love and it sent me a beautiful chaos. Or as I hold my head up to the heavens, my tears fall to water the earth. I fell into love blinded by the fascinating demeanor and the great smile, and an absolutely beautiful mind. It was a rarity to me, and I got starstruck. And though I hid it very well, I had to learn how to fall out of love with the pain. Because his soul's presence became woven and embedded in the fabric of the fiber of my soul, and he became my everything. All my life toxicity ruled. So I believe love was heartbreak and tears, because my world was pain. It was necessary for the survival of it. But I grew weary of recovering from people. Excuse me, y'all, I lost my place. Exhausted by my emotions, he then became my everything I had to fight. Until I realized the pain I felt was allowed by me, therefore caused by me. And that letting go, when it all goes wrong, was what was necessary. See, I'm a healer. So it doesn't mean that my love for him isn't real and true. But you know, facing your heart through tears, hiding a love deep inside for someone who will never know, different kinds of fear, of losing, and pain. He still holds the key to my heart. But I learned and understood that it is my heart that needed the healing. So I stopped fighting. I released it. But sometimes some things back to the way they were. Their eyes have been open. Their eyes have been beautifully broken. That's their peace. Whew. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Trying to keep this little boy from grabbing my devices, but for some reason, he really is after him tonight. And, I'm going to have to see if I can find a song for y'all for right now and see if I can get them to drift off a little bit. So I'll be back. We'll be right back.
that should work. Guess that's how she had you fooled. Because she was an angel in disguise. Hurt and pain could never come from her. So you left me only to find that hurt and pain involves her. But now you see your mistakes. My love was never misplaced. See, baby, my love is true. And most importantly, girl, I love you. Thank you.
I wanna wake up now.
just wanna love you more, yeah.
I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is without necessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. Patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness and in the hardest of conditions. Yet comes out beautifully stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerge from and for those situations and conditions. Oh, y'all have to excuse me.
I said you are not getting it. No.
Y'all got to excuse me. But just as beautiful emerge from and for those situations, my love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse and struggle, physically, mentally, spiritually. I have fought and overcame by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, being shunned and exiled, jealousy, and just pure hatred. All from one who claimed to have loved and cared for me. Because see, I used to leak my heart out, believing it would make the world feel better. One user at a time. And my fee, a simple smile and some laughter. Until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet from these things endured, lost my place. Yet from these things endured emerged the biggest heart in me. And yeah, I've questioned spirit. Why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always open, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast, instead of with one blackened and as hard as stone? But my answer was that I still deserve to be loved. And in time, I came to understand that. But I don't want to just fall in love because I've been put down, let down, way too long. Finding myself to be the only one in it. Yeah, love me. Come from love. I am ready for love. And I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me. Because I no longer give samples of myself.
The For Real Entertainment Network. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call it a night. I hope you did enjoy the little bit of poetry that you received and these tunes that I played for you, but I got to shut it down. So I want to thank you all for coming out. Thank you for participating. I appreciate you all. I want you to continue to love yourself and please be kind to yourself and respect and love one another and be sensible out here. Okay, there's still crazy stuff going on out here. So, thank you once again. And I'm going to take it out, shut it down. Please persist and stay. Please.
You gotta move.